What? Oh, you. Human. Something seldom seen in this void place. You dreamt the well of transfiguration, the flesh of servitude, the mind of a new flesh like it. Come to bear my dream upon the waking world. Venture deeper, puppet of man. And find me. Find that which you can comprehend, and you shall have what you seek. What you hoped for? Is it what you thought you'd see? The heart. My heart. Deep beneath the earth. Beneath my skin. This place. This void of land and sea. Is me. A body of size and scale, incomprehensible to the likes of you. A world to you. To me. Simple form. You sought me out, fleshling. And now you have found me at my most inner place, within these walls of meat and bone. Now what shall you do with me? You thought to serve, to be a dreamer who would take of my power, pass it to your world. What do you say now? Was this more your expectation? That an outer creature would guise itself in a familiar skin to calm your worries. Human minds. So presumptuous. So petty and mindless of scale. But you would serve. You would be an adequate puppet of blood and bone. Yes. A puppet. That was the term under which you traveled to me. Those books you found, transcribed from ancient tablets. You were offering yourself a living sacrifice to make communion power in exchange for servitude in body, mind, and spirit. It's not a case of you doing as I say when I ask. Is that all you say, all you think, all you do? Is as I say, as I think, as I do. Ancient cultures were more vague than you're used to. More reverent, more fervent. They would add such details, such flattering, flowery images as a form of worship. Though your instructions may have been unclear. Tendrils, cold, wet, cloying, sliding up your legs, which are so hard to move, holding you in place. More. From the pillars of sinew about you, sliding out, coiling onto your wrists, tightening onto your arms, human form. Quite simple, yet so disgusting. Such that you would feel a need to hide them beneath flax, and thread. Still, I'll derive some pleasure in stripping your mind and your will from you with a personal touch. Oh, he begs. Your words fall on formless, deaf ears, human. You are a billion dead stars away from anyone who would hear your cries for mercy, help, or reprieve. There's only me. You'll find less sympathy in me hearing your tortured screams than you would find sympathy in the panicked scuttling of an ant. And once you are reduced to a screaming, limp creature contained into a caged role in the back of your own mind, I will rob your body from you, watching, feeling, but never knowing. You will be so broken, so empty of thoughts of rebellion or regret. You will enjoy my every pluck at your strings. First, though, comes your body. A representation of what I am to you, sliding from beneath my skin, from underneath my robe. I close in on that twitching piece of meat you call manhood, the way that humans procreate, that you're slaves to impulses, to feelings of wanting to release inside one another. Fluent, microscopic seeds and diseases spreading as you rut and slide and moan. The noises you make, the pure animal nature of it, as if there was nothing in that skull of yours but instinct. Even now, you control yourself so little that with alien suckers and tendrils swarming your cock in those tender sacks of cum, you can't stop the blood from filling it. You can't stop the needy shudders that fly up your body. Even as you try to be revolted from the alien touch attending you, does it surprise you to think that I would waste myself on such a lonely creature? That I would be so physical? Perhaps you misunderstood. As much as touching you makes the image of skin I wear crawl, it is nothing compared to the ecstasy of fear I see within your eyes, that I smell on your breath, that I hear in every plea for me to stop, and every whimper of needy, forced pleasure. The human touch at the end of your cock, so sensitive, so unable to keep up with what I do to it, that just fingers tracing your little cock slit is enough to make you want it. To make you want to come, even as you feel violated, distraught, disgusted. A deep, primal need sitting in your groin, pushing its way forward against your judgment and your attempts to remain in control against that feeble human mind. Your body, hormones, and nerves set fire in you, and you come. isn't a slime. And the wet, cloying surfaces as they're pulled back into my being. You taste stuff. Very little. I will release you, and you will kneel. You look confused, as if you were expecting that you would turn and run. You didn't understand, again. The ritual bade that you would give up your free will to me willingly, and your body did as it was bade. It came willingly. That is what the ancients wrote, was it not? That you would give yourself body, mind, and soul. Your body gave itself, and soon your mind, then your soul will follow. But even now, you will never move as you are not paid. You will never speak words belonging to you again, you, or mine, and body. Staring through eyes that cannot even look without my consent, but your mind, to make it willingly follow me, to serve me in the dream, and to stop the pointless screaming resistance echoing silently in your skull. Well, it'll be simpler than you think to give your mind to me. We must hollow out what came before, to let my thoughts fill you. I must fill you until there is nothing left inside your head but me. I would guess you've never seen a cock this big before, especially not between the legs of such a beautiful, curved, naked form as this. You must be wondering what I'll do with it. Where could it even fit? I already told you. You didn't understand. I need to hollow out your mind, and then I need to fill it. But that's impossible, you think. It never fit. He trembles. He already knows it well. Then I can do anything his mortal mind can't comprehend, including pushing. Thick, brain-raping shafts of hot, eldritch cock deep into your head. How does that feel? Your brain being minced by my fuck meat. Feel free to scream internally. I won't be able to hear you. Trapped in the hollow walls of your mind. Oh, there's a blank look on your face. I haven't permitted your body to howl in the mindless ecstasy fumbling its way through your thoughts. You feel good. You serve your goddess well. As well as any simple mortal flesh could. The inside of your head is warm. So sticky in this tight, virgin ear hole. I can feel your thoughts spilling over me. Juices lubricating my cock as it burrows into your mind, squashing your brain into a thick, pink paste, even as my pre-cum leaks into your hollowed-out skull. Not dying. Not hurting. Feeling nothing. Everything you are is turned into slime and slush and cried out through glassy eyes or dribbles out of the other ear, like your mind is coming in its last in ecstasy. Everything that was you, every thought, every memory crushed into nothing by an all-consuming pleasure made greater and greater with every thrust. Your physical mind being erased just as your thoughts disappear, crushed like dry leaves and ground into the dirt. I must admit, I can see the charm in it, this physical fucking, the way it plays at power and gives such unpleasant squeezes and pumps. The agony of your thoughts being plowed into dust is intoxicating, and the euphoria you feel mindlessly enjoying it, the way your cock is already leaking out fresh loads from how good you feel. The tiny voice of guilt and panic inside of you, knowing you can never come back from this oblivion, is delicious. I think I'm close to coming. I'm going to fill your mind with my essence and birth a new brain in the ruins of your new one. One that knows to take pleasure in obeying and acknowledging how small it is in staying under my foot, under my control, my willing meat slave. Yes. Filling the brain, replacing those lost thoughts, making a new ant, new slave. Built on the ground to serve me, my carnal perfection, a mouth to speak my will, body to do my will, and hollowed ears with an empty mind to hear my will. Better. You came more than a few times, judging by the strands leaking from your cock. I must admit, brain dead, dripping, and perfectly obedient. You are almost tolerable. But don't worry. Now that your mind is quieted, made better by my replacement, it is only your soul that needs controlling. And with your mind in my thrall and your body following the commands of my essence, your soul is all that remains. What remains of you is deep in the recesses of the new mind, behind the bars of the cage, behind the empty thoughts that live only to be commanded. Even I cannot make it come to me. Even I cannot bend the rules. Your body consented, mindless as it is. Your mind consented, without a body to protect it. Your soul is a different matter. It is the essence of who you are, what you are. It is you, and you are it. So, I will grant you the ability to move, the ability to think with the mind I have given you. and I will let you make this choice. Feel my forms, the tentacles, my other selves, slip their way up your arms, your legs. Take a breath as deep as your lungs can muster and think. Really think. Remember the pleasure I gave you. Remember what it felt to feel me in your mind. Remember the feeling of slime and slick sliding across your cock. And remember what you came here for. To serve. I think of all I could give you, of the pleasure that ripped your body from your control and shredded your mind, and imagine what it'd be like to feel that all the time. To leave that body and slip into the oblivion of my bosom. I'm not a caring gold, but I am one who would make your essence bliss, never-ending ecstasy, such that you would forget anything besides it. We are. Let the shimmer claim you, feeling fresh pressures on your asshole and on your cock. One tentacle digit pushing you open, making its way to the button of fluid and nerves in your nethers, and another flushing and sliding about your shaft, in tune to one another, back and forth, seesawing your needs between them, milking fresh loads from aching bowls. Others probe those newly fucked holes in the side of your head. That's it. Mouth hung open just in time for down your throat. Feel the suckers clawing at your airways as your eyes roll back and foam builds up to your lips. Feel the overwhelming sensation and slowly in. Inevitably. Give up. I will know when you do, when you give in to this feeling of the violation of every inch as they lift you off the ground, suspended and writhing inside and out, as more of them crawl from the floor, caressing your body. If you give in to me, in spirit, this never has to end. It can be better for you than I described before. The ecstasy does not have to come from obeying. It can be this, endlessly, if you wish it. Your soul can be pulled from your body to remain with the heart, concealed in a pillar of meat with my forms. The puppet can leave, and you can stay here, inside of me, until the stars go out. It would please me, I admit, to see such a submission, to watch you throw the last of your freedom away, just to stay here, under my touch. I would only need your consent. Your willingness to never leave me. Good. Good. I can feel you slipping. It'll feel even better once you give up. I can feel the last of your doubts receding, the threads unraveling. It is. Lose the last of that resistance and feel me. See the truth of it. You can see. It's all me. The tentacles are as much a part of my form as the human shell you saw. And now you've given up, you can see that beauty for what it is. Where once there were writhing eldritch digits, monstrous tentacles as you chose to see them. No, there are my fingers, my tongues, my lips, my eyes, my cocks, attached to myriad beautiful forms, all for you, sliding in and out of every hole, owl mouth pressed to your dirk lips wrapped about your face as I pound you from behind, as I slip into your mind from either side, with my hips slamming into your ears over and over again. A tongue caresses your neck and hands ravage your body, even the tentacle that had been so crudely shoved down your throat was replaced with a mouth on yours, a long, thick, slick tongue choking you tenderly. So many bodies, impossibly close, impossibly pressed in on all sides, every part of you caressed and touched all at once. You wonder how you can stand it. The cacophony of pleasure, of moans, and of needs. You can't. Your body gave out. Your mind gave out. Your soul gave up. Orgasm after orgasm. Endless perfect sensation. This is where you will be forever. Where you have been for so long already, your sense of time lost with the mortal shell you left behind. The puppet is gone, your strings to it cut. Let the body and the mind leave. You don't need them anymore. You are essence, pure pleasure that can't be slowed down or exhausted. Sit in the sights and sounds around you. The waves of it as I come in every hole and let you come in everyone in return. And fuck you past the point of oblivion. You don't need your old world anymore. You are part of something greater. I like this part of you much more. Simple creature that you are. You wanted to please me, to serve me. This is how you can best do it. An endlessly coming morsel. Sat in the corner of my mind. A toy to entertain me to no end. Don't try to moan around the tongue in your mouth. You don't need to thank me. Just let your pleas and your imagining screams of ecstasy do the talking. And dwell in this. Forever.